The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender that specializes in non-QM loans. And what we do every weekday at 11 a.m. Eastern on this show is go through our live mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's topic is going to be ground-up construction. We work with a lot of investors here at The Mortgage Calculator and do a fair amount of these loans. So Jose will take us into a deep dive into that here shortly. But before we do that, let's go ahead and look at the rates. So Nick, if you're ready, why don't we go ahead and pull up the pricing for today?
All right. So before I pull this up, let me make my speech here. We're going to look at the rates and the APR for today. It is May 13th, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. So all of our standard programs are live here. And we'll set up a basic scenario so we can compare across all of them. So for all the demos today, we'll do a $500,000 purchase price, $400,000 loan amount. That equates to 80% loan to value, 20% down payment. And we'll set everything to a 760 FICO credit score and a 40% debt to income ratio here for all our demos. And for our DSCR demo, we use a DSCR value of 1.5, which we'll get into when we pull that up. Now, if you'd like an itemized loan estimate that lists out all the fees that go into the APR, please get with our team members. We have over 300 loan officers. It can definitely help you out. Let me go ahead and share the screen here. And this is our pricing tool. As I mentioned, we're going to compare across the rates. Typically, the first option we always look at in the top left here is our 30-year fixed conventional program for primary occupancy. So rates come in today at 6.624 and the APR at 6.953. So remember, the last few weeks we've been well over 7. So it's awesome that we're under there now. And if for any reason our customers do not qualify for a conventional program, typically the next option we want to compare is an FHA option. FHA allows more leniency on credit issues as well as a higher debt-to-income ratio. But remember, everything's set exactly the same on these demos, so we can compare apples to apples here. So today, the FHA comes in at 5.875 rate and the APR at 6.841. Remember, the APR includes all of the fees, such as the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance that is added to the FHA. So if you look here, actually FHA is a touch cheaper if our customer qualifies for both. So definitely recommend everybody checks those options out. And our customers that need to use FHA for that credit leniency, definitely a good option. Now we'll get into our specialty options. VA is only for our eligible active military and eligible veterans. So if you are eligible for the VA loan programs, these rates are amazing. Rates as low as 6%. And notice the APR comes in at 6.312. There isn't extra fees for some of these VA loans when you compare it to FHA. So if our customer qualifies for VA, definitely the lowest price option here with the APR at 6.312. And our other specialty option for a primary home is if our borrower is shopping in an area that is USDA eligible. Those are typically the rural areas. You definitely have to refer to the USDA map if they are eligible. Rates today come in as low as 5.875, and with all of the fees, come in at 6.641 APR. So notice if a property is eligible for USDA, typically we'll want to take advantage of that as it is lower than both conventional and FHA for those properties that do qualify. And again, VA, definitely the best option for our borrowers that are eligible. So those are our standard agency and government programs, which are pretty standard. Now we'll get into our favorite topics here, which are some of our alternative options under non-QM. So we have over 5,000 additional options beyond the standard. So if our customer doesn't qualify for one of the regular options, typically the first one we want to present is a non-QM alt-doc option. So this would typically be a bank statement or similar. We also have 1099, P&L, all kinds of different options. But if we compare this, rates come in at 7.125 today. Yeah, the APR 7.447. Notice we compare this typically to conventional. So if our customer has any problem qualifying for conventional, they need to use alternative documentation. Notice it's only about a 0.5 difference there in the APR. So definitely a great option if our customers need to use it. And for our first investment property option. So we love to work with investors. There's all kinds of options. First up, for our non-QM alt doc, again, typically a bank statement or similar program, comes in as low as 7.5 today for an investment property, APR at 7.860. So let's compare these to the other investment options. So the conventional option, remember, government programs such as FHA, VA, and USDA do not work for investments. So we'll look here at our 30-year fixed conventional investment option. Rates come in today at 7.5 rate, final APR 7.841. So it's very comparable to the alt doc option. So our customers that need to use alt doc, definitely almost equivalent. But I definitely recommend all of our investors out there check out our favorite program, which is the DSCR program, only for investment properties. Doesn't require any income or employment info from our borrower. Simply use the estimated rents to determine a DSCR value. As I mentioned earlier, for all the demos here, we use a DSCR value of 1.5, which compares the estimated rents over the PITIA, the expenses, aka the property cash flows. So anything over 1 is a property that cash flows. And we put a 1.5 value here so we can see all the options. Also have a 3-year prepayment penalty on this option. There are various options for a prepayment penalty. This is the most common. So today rates come in for a 3-year prepay option as low as 7.25, finally APR 7.573, beating conventional, absolutely amazing. And if we add a 5-year prepay, we can make it even better. Rates come in as low as 6.875, final APR 7.214, again, beating conventional by a long shot. And if we scroll down here, we have one more option to show, which is our DSCR option with no prepayment penalty. So some investors don't want a prepayment penalty, no problem. Rates come in as low as 7.75, final APR 8.115. So the APR is actually a little higher for conventional. So definitely recommend our investors typically add a prepayment option to sweeten the deal. And our final two examples here are one of our newer products, definitely very popular, our fixed rate second mortgages, which allow our customers to tap into their equity without using a variable rate HELOC and without touching their probably low rate first mortgage. So for a primary home, our fixed rate second mortgages come in as low as 8.625 today, final APR 9.059. And for our 30-year fixed second mortgage for an investment property, rates come in as low as 9.875, final APR 10.185. So some amazing options here. These are all of our basic scenarios. But let me go ahead and switch my screen here. And we're going to dive into Jose's topic where he can pull up specific examples for some of our products that we can't do in our live demo example. So ground up construction, definitely one of those items. These are very tricky. This is obviously going to be our variations that are not the one-time close, which we've discussed already. So Jose, why don't we talk about the differences here first, and then let's check out some of these rates.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. So we went over a one-time close. We went over a fixed flip loan. The ground-up construction is for investment properties only. It is a short-term construction loan, also known as a bridge loan. Construction term can be anywhere from 6 months to 18 months, depending on the scope of the work. So like I mentioned, the ground-up is ground-up construction loan is a bridge loan as opposed to the one-time close loan, which is essentially the construction to perm, right? It starts off as a construction loan, and when the construction is complete, it transitions to the permanent end loan on the property. So it is for the one-time close, is for primary and second homes only, whereas the ground-up construction loan is for investment properties, also known as spec homes. So let me share the options I have with you today. Our first option is for an investor with 1 experience level. Let me make it a little bit bigger here. That's... give us a second, folks. I tried to make it bigger and it froze me there a minute. So this is for a ground up construction. Here we go, with a 1 experience level, 760 plus credit. So I'll show you here the small print and then I'll get to the actual quote. Here it's $150,000 is our purchase price of the lot. That's our as is value. It's 11.64% is the total interest rate. So at closing, the loan amount is $51,615. The borrower does have to come up with the rest of the money at closing for the purchase of the lot. And then we are funding 100% of the renovation. So total loan amount is $371,250. And that does include some interest reserve as well. So our initial advance, $51,607, our funded 100% of the renovation, $300,000, and our funded interest reserve of $19,642.50 gives us our total loan amount of $371,250. And in this case, the rate is 11.64%. And in our scenario, we did have, as is going to be the scenario for all these quotes, the after repaired value is $650,000. So it's $300,000 in renovation, $150,000 the cost of the land, $650,000 after repaired value. So this is with one ground up experience and one heavy renovation experience. So now, same scenario, $300,000 renovation budget, $650,000 ARV, $150,000 as is value, which is also the purchase price of our land. The only difference is, in this case, our investor has three ground-ups in the last 3 years under his belt. So they do increase the initial advance at closing to $63,701. They do fund 100% of the renovation or the construction in this case, which is $300,000. And they do fund $18,798 in interest reserve. Our rate with the extra experience, besides getting a little bit more money up front, our rate does drop to 11.14%. This is our three experience level. So now we got our five experience level. Now our loan amount does go up a little bit more. Now our initial distribution is $64,123, the same 100% funding of the construction budget of $300,000, and our interest reserve included of $18,376.88. That's money that you're not going to have to pay up front for the interest. They're basically putting it into the loan. And our rate does drop to 10.89%. So at the closing, borrower has to come in with $86,295. So now we have our 10 experience level, right? Doesn't get any better than this. This borrower has 10 ground-up constructions in the last 3 years. So it does increase our initial advance at closing to $87,045. So borrower's down payment at closing, roughly 42%, right? 41.97%. So you do get a little bit higher loan amount with the extra experience fund. Total loan amount, now we get $405,000, right? Total loan amount, 10.64 is our interest rate for this borrower, same flip, same current deal, should I say. The only difference that has changed along the way is the experience level of the borrower. And now in our last example, we're going to use the same borrower experience, but in this case, it's a rate and term refinance. Borrower already owned the land. They want to do this ground up construction project now, but they owe $100,000 on the land. So what's going to happen here is the same scenario, but now we have the initial advance is still $87,045, which gets applied to the $100,000 that the borrower owes, right? So they're going to have to come in with the difference and add some skin to the game, as they like to say. So the difference between the 100 and the 87 is the money they have to bring to the table, plus their closing costs. But we do get 100% of the construction budget is financed. That's the biggest concern. And we do have the funded interest reserve of $17,955. So we do have our total loan amount again of $405,000. And our interest rate does stay at 10.64%. That does look to be the floor interest rate for this product, because I couldn't imagine it would be any difference if you had, you know, more than 10 ground up constructions in the last 3 years. So very good examples here in our ground up construction option here. Do always recommend these loans and the fix flip loan, as opposed to having borrowers try to self fund all of these repairs and renovations with alternative credit options, which are just going to reduce their credit score.
Okay, I don't see any questions here, actually. Kind of surprising, but great stuff, good examples. So no questions still, so I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Remember, we do this at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday, where we go through the live rates and then do a deep dive into different loan topics. We'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Take care, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.